This is Money Talk.
Our money is your money. We print it for you to use.
America's most trusted advisor on money matters for 25 years. Now, Bob Brinker.
On your radio across America, worldwide on the web, it's America's Money Program, Money Talk. Bob Brinker here, and we thank you for joining us. It is great to have you with us. You're welcome to join us on the toll-free line at 1-800-934-2221. Well, we've been hearing a lot lately coming out of Washington about the spending tsunami that is underway. And it is hard to believe, but it is also true that Congress has gone on a deficit spending spree, the likes of which is unprecedented, without question. The combination of the tax reform bill, which adds an average of $150 billion a year to the deficit, it's all borrowed money, and the February blow-up of government spending controls promises to balloon the federal deficit to over $1 trillion starting in the fiscal year beginning October. And, you know, it's one thing to have gigantic deficits when the economy's in recession. The textbook on that is, okay, the government runs big deficits in recession in order to try to turn the economy around. Well, it's unheard of to do this when the economy is in the ninth year of expansion. This is one of the longest economic expansions in history that we're in the ninth year of. It's also unheard of to open the spending spigots when the economy is operating at full employment, as it is now with the unemployment rate not much more than the low fours, around 4.1, 4.2 on a monthly basis. Comes out 4.1, comes out 4.2. That's full employment by anybody's definition. But, of course, the government owns the printing press. We've all learned that. And they seem to be content with just printing as much money as needed so that they can spend, as they are now doing. Now, if you're a long-term Money Talk listener, you know we've always been conservative on fiscal matters. All the way back to our first year in 1986, we have strongly recommended moving toward a balanced budget. Well, I think it's a fantasy now. I think moving to a balanced budget with the people we have in Washington right now, I think it's a fantasy. I mean, we had the Freedom Caucus. They were fiscal conservatives fighting for fiscal responsibility. They caved. They caved in February. They completely folded. We had the Tea Party politicians, fiscal conservatives through and through. They caved. They have abandoned their principles and become big spenders. I didn't think that could happen. I didn't think we would see those particular segments of the political spectrum turn into big spenders. It's happened. And right now we live in a country where the economy grows, the deficit increases, it gets added onto the national debt, at breakneck rates. I mean, we're up to $20.75 trillion right now in national debt. $20.75 trillion. And it's amazing to watch. Interest rates are already on the move, and that's going to continue. Each 1% increase in the average cost of the national debt costs taxpayers over $200 billion additional annual interest. Think about it. Now, the U.S. has some problems in this regard. We don't have a trade surplus. We have a gigantic trade deficit. And we don't have a high savings rate. So this means that government debt, new government debt, has to be purchased and paid for by investors of many types, including foreign investors. You know, foreign investors right now own a pretty good chunk of the national debt. So this is where we are. Goldman Sachs has made a prediction that federal debt will exceed 100% of gross domestic product, and interest expense is on its way to 3.5% of gross domestic product, which is higher than it was after World War II, after we did all that spending to win the war. It's higher now than it was then. Now, here's something to watch out for, because it's happened before. The government now has an incentive to use inflation as a way to devalue their current debt obligation by paying it back in less valuable currency. Inflation lowers the real debt burden at the same time it devalues the currency. You can pay back your debt in devalued dollars and reduce the cost of the real debt. And certainly the Federal Reserve right now has no choice but to take a measured approach to rate hikes. We'll see 3 or 4 rate hikes this year. And if the economy continues to grow, that will continue next year. Now, I know there are those in government today, they know who they are, that have a love affair with taking on debt, borrowing money, as long as they can do it, as much as they can do it. And right now, they're in control, and we're looking at runaway federal spending in Washington, D.C. For some reason, after many, many years of protesting government deficits, that particular segment of the political spectrum seems to have gone underground. We don't hear much from them anymore, and they certainly are not making policy at this point. So we'll see. We'll see what the new Fed chair, Jerome Powell, says when he goes to Capitol Hill Tuesday and again later in the week. It'll start before the House Financial Services Committee on Tuesday morning. But it's an interesting mix, isn't it? A new Fed chair, a soaring annual deficit, rising interest rates, inflation risks now under the microscope by investors. Remember the old Chinese saying, "May you live in interesting times." Well, you are there. You are there. 1-800-934-2221 is our contact number. Money Talk comes your way each and every weekend, talking about subjects financial. Lee is on the line in Sparks, Nevada. Lee, welcome. Hello, Lee. All right, we got Lee once.
Hi, how you
got Lee, welcome to Money Talk. Good to have you with us. What's up?
My name's Bob from Braintree.
Okay, Bob, hold on. We'll get you on when the schedule gets to you. Let's see if we get Lee on the line in Sparks, Nevada. Lee, are you there? Okay, Lee in Sparks, Nevada. Welcome to Money Talk. I think we have some gremlins at play here. We'll return. This is Money Talk.
Money Talk.
Are you ready to retire? Will your investments provide the income you need? The Brinker Fixed Income Advisor helps you take control of your fixed income investments. Subscribe now, and each month you'll receive the following fixed income information: the best CD rates available, upcoming municipal bonds in your state, ETF and no-load mutual fund recommendations, along with 4 model portfolios and complete access to our BrinkerAdvisor.com website. Nothing is more important than planning for retirement. Financial independence and worry-free retirement are within your grasp. pick up the phone and call the Brinker Fixed Income Advisor at 1-800-660-3293 or visit us online at www.brinkeradvisor.com. Let the Brinker Fixed Income Advisor help you achieve your fixed income investment goals. Order now. Call us toll-free at 1-800-660-3293. That's 1-800-660-3293.
Does getting something flavorful and balanced on the table feel like a chore? Let HelloFresh take care of meal planning so you can save time and have fun cooking and eating. Visit HelloFresh.com and choose what meals you want from an ever-changing and delicious menu. Then, let HelloFresh shop and deliver pre-measured ingredients with simple 30-minute recipes that require minimal cleanup and cost less than $10 a meal. Go to HelloFresh.com/try now to get $30 off your first box. That's HelloFresh.com/try now.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like I'm on top of the world.
Disclaimer, you will not be transported to the top of the world. In the unlikely event you find yourself at the Arctic Circle, seek shelter from the elements immediately to avoid frostbite and or hypothermia. Geico will not be responsible if you find yourself in a cave or crevasse with a lonely abominable snowman, who in all likelihood will force you to play games including but not limited to Go Fish, Charades, Chinese Checkers, or his personal favorite, Red Rover, Send Yeti On Over. Geico is not liable for any damages, either physical or emotional.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
So, how do you like being a new dad?
Wow. No, it's,
amazing, right?
Totally, but expensive.
Get used to it. You got life insurance, right?
I've only got so much money.
What'd you pay for that coffee?
I don't know, a couple of bucks?
Listen, I'm 34, and I got $750,000 in life insurance for under a dollar a day. That's way less than you put out for that mocha latte.
Seriously? How?
I went to SelectQuote.com. They shop highly rated insurance companies to find your best rates.
Well, I need to protect my family. If SelectQuote can find me rates like that, that's one less thing to worry about.
Exactly.
Give your family the protection it needs at a price you can afford. To see how affordable life insurance could be for you, go to SelectQuote.com or call 800-994-6633. That's 800-994-6633. 800-994-6633. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com. /commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is the worst time of year. It's hot, it's cold, it's hot, it's cold. You don't want to be uncomfortable in your own home. Your tired old heating and AC system is working double time. Get rid of that old clunker. Don't wait another minute. Call Dave, Matt, and Ray, the owners of Southland Heating and Air Conditioning at 213-699-3659. Dave, Matt, and Ray have over 60 years combined experience. Check them out. They have an A-plus rating with the BBB, and the reviews are incredible. Why? They don't sell you packages. They don't sell you stuff you don't need. They work with you so you get the highest energy savings using the latest smart technology at the lowest possible price. Oh, and most installs take less than a day. Right now, save up to $1,500 on a brand new heating and AC system plus 0% financing for up to 3 years. Don't fall for gimmicks and overpay. Call the experts, Dave, Matt, and Ray. 213-699-3659. 213-699-3659. Or DaveMattandRay.com.
CSFB number 797064. Much first qualifying equipment. Some of you can apply. Call for details. Offer expires 2/28/18.
This is Money Talk.
On your radio across America, worldwide on the web, it's America's money program, Money Talk. And our toll-free line, 1-800-934-2221. That is our contact number. We were talking about the fact that we had a national debt now up to $20.75 trillion, which means every 1% increase in the average cost of that debt costs $207 billion a year. It's a lot of money. And, of course, the big, big items in the budget are really hard to deal with in terms of reducing the outgo, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. And you'll notice the politicians have been steering clear of dealing with Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. They represent the third rail of politics. If you want to get people outside of your office banging on the door to do something, take on those items, Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security, and your constituents will show up literally overnight. And, of course, our gross domestic product is getting close to $20 trillion now, $19.8 trillion on our GDP at this point. Don't even think about unfunded liabilities. You don't even want to know. I'll mention it, but you probably don't want to know. Our total unfunded liabilities are now $112 trillion. I told you wouldn't want to know. 1-800-934-2221. Mike is on the line in Danville, California. Mike, welcome to Money Talk.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Long-time listener and subscriber as well. I have some questions for you about some inherited money that my wife and I have received and will be receiving over the next year or so. I have two specific goals. One is to pay for my kids' college. They are 15 and 13. I've got some money saved already for that. And then I'm also interested in suggestions you have for retirement. I've got some money already saved for that as well. And wanted to know, kind of connected to all that, if you think it'd be a good idea to pay my mortgage off at this time as well.
Well, let's talk about something that is coming up and is extremely important, which is the education of those young sprouts, the 15 and 13-year-old. Do you have money set aside yet for that purpose?
I do. I've got $170,000 in a 529 account for that's total for both of the kids. As part of this inheritance, I've got around $150,000 in cash. And so I'm looking at right now whether or not it'd be good to kind of try to finish off that college savings at this time.
Yeah. How much total did you inherit?
Well, I've so far it's been about $250,000 that we've received. $90,000 of that is in a inherited IRA account. And then I anticipate another $750,000 coming within the next 9 months or so.
And will that be in cash?
That will be in cash, yeah.
All right. Well, it does. It certainly appears that you have more than enough money there to fully fund the education of the two teenagers. So looks like you're well covered there no matter what you do. Let's talk about that mortgage. What's the rate on your mortgage?
Just under 4%.
What's that, 3.75% or something?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's like 3.9 or so.
3.9%.
Yeah.
How much do you owe on that?
Right now it's about $460,000.
What's the value of the property?
About $1.2 million.
Okay. All right. So you have plenty of equity in that property. You have a pretty low rate. Are you itemizing the interest on your taxes?
We are, yep.
All right. So that's important because are you in the top bracket?
No, but I'm in a decently high bracket.
Okay. So you're getting a pretty good – you're probably getting about a third counting – California in there, I'm sure you're getting more than a third of maybe 35 to 40% of that is being deducted from your income. So that reduces that rate measurably. And then you have a couple of percent inflation working in your favor on any loan. That looks like pretty close to free money. If you're getting a benefit of, let's say, a point and a half, point and three quarters on your tax deduction, that only leaves inflation. That's pretty close to free money for you, adjusted for inflation and tax deductions. So I don't think that I would prepay that.
Okay.
I don't see any reason to prepay that. It looks like it's very close to free money after adjusting. So that puts you in really good shape. I think you obviously have plenty of money for the education accounts. You have... as far as retirement is concerned, sure. I don't see any problem with that at all. How old are you, Mike?
46. My wife and I are both 46. We've got some money saved up.
Okay. I mean, that's a great nest egg to use to put together a program, a long-term program. Certainly, I would take advantage of the tax-privileged accounts that are available to you. What accounts do you have access to that are, I know you have IRA, but what else do you have? Anything else that's like a 401k or something?
We're both educators, so we have 403Bs right now, and then using the Roth.
Great. Well, I would certainly put enough aside out of these monies that you can fully fund to the max. Your 403B, your wife's 403B, same for your IRA and your wife's IRA. You certainly want to, I think, take advantage of the tax privilege benefits that are being offered to you under the tax code and those types of accounts. And I think that, that'll put you well on the way to beginning the process to putting together a long-term approach. So in sum, you certainly can set aside whatever you think is appropriate for the education of your teenagers. That makes good sense. I don't see any rationale to prepay the mortgage. I think I would just make the monthly payments in a timely manner. And certainly the first place I would start in getting on for long-term investment program would be to fully fund the 403B in both cases and the IRA in both cases. I think that'll get you off to a great start. Mike, I thank you for calling, and that is a great question. I appreciate you sharing from Danville, California. For information on my investment letter, that's Bob Brinker's Market Timer investment letter, go to bobbrinker.com and request a complimentary back issue. Easily done. Right there at the website homepage at bobbrinker.com, you can click on the Request a Complimentary Back Issue feature, and that's all there is to it. That'll give you an idea of what's in the newsletter and the format, and then you can decide if it's helpful to you. Now, the March edition of the Market Timer Investment Letter is going to be published soon. It will be available for online access, for online subscriber access, by midday on this coming Thursday, and that is March 1st. That'll be the March edition of the investment letter. If you'd like to join us on America's Money program, it's easily done. That toll-free line, 1-800-934-2221. And, of course, we're going to have our guest segment coming up later in the broadcast, and we ask you to stay with us for that as well, right here on America's Money Program, Money Talk.
This is Money Talk.
Does getting something flavorful and balanced on the table feel like a chore? Let HelloFresh take care of meal planning so you can save time and have fun cooking and eating. Visit HelloFresh.com and choose what meals you want from an ever-changing and delicious menu. Then, let HelloFresh shop and deliver pre-measured ingredients with simple 30-minute recipes that require minimal cleanup and cost less than $10 a meal. Go to HelloFresh.com/try now to get $30 off your first box. That's HelloFresh.com/try now.
Welcome to A Dash of Salt, where we debunk myths and shake up what you think you know about salt. Myth number one comes from KDP.
Salt is bad for everyone on the planet, and no one even needs that, because, like, I read that on a blog.
Okay, let's shake it up. Here's the truth. Everyone needs salt. Like we need water, salt is essential to human life. It can help keep our muscles strong and brain running smoothly. In fact, it's actually one of the nutrients that makes every cell in your body function. And that's pretty important, right, Katie?
I guess.
Everything's better with a little salt. Find out more at alittlesalt.org.
News. Talk. Evolve. 790 KABC.
Talk Radio 790 KABC News Update. I'm Steve Cumming. President Trump has commented on the top House Intelligence Committee Democrats, Southern California's Adam Schiff, in an interview last night dismissing a Democratic memo on FBI surveillance as a, quote, nothing. Correspondent Boris Sanchez is at the White House with details.
The president is not holding back. He's attacking Adam Schiff, calling him a bad guy and a leaker. Adam Schiff was on CNN this morning, joining Jake Tapper on State of the Union. Here's what he had to say back to the president.
I'm not surprised, frankly, that the White House tried to bury this memo response as long as they could. But it's important for the public to see the facts that the FBI acted appropriately in seeking a warrant on Carter Page. They're not part of some deep state, as the president apparently would like the public to believe.
The Schiff memo says the department gave all of the necessary political context to the FISA court, but followed longstanding practice and did not identify the Americans involved by name. KABC SoCal weather mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid-40s. More news coming up and continuous coverage on KABC.com. I'm Steve Cumming, Talk Radio 790, KABC News.
This is big.
You mean the new sale at Macy's? Oh, yeah, it's so big.
Because there are thousands of new fashion and home markdowns.
Thousands? That's really big.
Plus, we get an extra 20 or 15% off with our Macy's card or savings pass.
Okay, this just keeps getting bigger.
There's more. Like tons of great new finds in Last Act.
Wait, that's where the prices are already so low you don't need coupons?
You got it. The price you see is the price you pay.
Okay, three words.
This is big.
Go big right now at Macy's. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply.
Attention shoppers, clean up on aisle 14. Clean up on aisle 14. Someone dropped a jar of pickles. Pickles. Kosher pickles.
Beatboxing at a big box store. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
A red minivan has the lights on in the parking lot.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Geico.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini. This House Smarts Home Improvement Minute is brought to you by my friends at Ace Hardware. Are you considering being a little more eco-friendly in your home? Well, try taking shorter showers. 25% of the water used in a home is for showers, and a family of four taking a 5-minute shower uses 700 gallons of water a day. By using low-flow shower heads, you can reduce your water usage by up to 50%. More information at HouseSmartsTV.com. And now this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Start the spring season right with big lawn and garden savings at Ace. Now through Monday only. Get our coupon at acehardware.com and save 25% on a regular priced item under $50. That's 25% savings on great products from Scotts, Miracle-Gro, Roundup, Ortho, and more throughout the store. Hurry in now to get 25% savings only at your local Ace. Offer valid with coupon at participating stores through February 26th. Limit 1. Exclusions apply. See coupon.
Why won't a plumber just tell me what it costs to unclog my drain over the phone? Is it that complicated?
No, it's not. It makes no sense at all. They obviously have a price.
Whoa, you've got a nice aroma. Who are you?
Mike Diamond, the Smell Good Plumber.
Will you tell me how much to unstop my drain?
$99.
But you haven't seen it.
Don't need to. Doesn't matter if it's a kitchen sink or a mainline sewer stoppage. The Smell Good Plumbers at Mike Diamond will unclog almost any drain for $99.
Almost?
Yeah, there are a few exceptions, but you can read all about them on our website before you call. Just go to thesmellgoodplumber.com.
Wow, you're like up front and everything. I just called a guy named Bubba who wouldn't tell me anything.
No Bubbas here, ma'am. Just professional plumbers who show up on time, smell good, and unclog drains for $99.
Call us, 1-800-446-MIKE. Contractor license number 399-170.
From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, it's Money Talk. Thank you for joining us. 1-800-934-2221 takes us to Harwich, Massachusetts. Jack, welcome.
Hey, thank you, Bob. Thanks for taking the call.
What's on your mind?
I just have a question. If you could speak a little bit about the decision process that a person maybe age 64 approaching retirement might be making as he gets to choose between a defined benefit monthly check for a pension or a lump sum being offered?
Yeah, I would say it starts with an analysis of the numbers. Let's do that. What is the lump sum offer?
It'd be $913,000.
$913,000. And if you, so you could roll that into an IRA and keep it tax privileged, right?
Yes, actually, it could be rolled into a company 401k where the income rate is about 3.8%, so it's very attractive to do that.
Okay, and the other, well, whether you do that or roll it into an IRA and self-manage, that's a decision to be made later. You say that the guaranteed rate of interest is 3.8 on the 401k?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and how long is that? It's a daily rate, like?
No, I said it varies. It changes, I think, every 6 months.
Yeah. What's that guaranteed by?
It's a large, it's 200,000 employees and a large 401k investment company.
Okay.
I don't remember the name right now. It's changed.
Okay. All right. So let's go a step further now. If you take a monthly check, kind of an annuity option, what would that monthly check be?
Annually, it would be $54,000, which my wife would receive as well upon my death until she passed.
$54,000?
Yes.
5-4, okay. So what we do is we take the $54,000, we divide it into the lump sum option of 913 to get the yield that they're offering you, and it's 5.91%. So they're offering you the equivalent of 5.91% for taking a monthly payment, 5.91%. Now, you've already said you could roll it into a 401k for what appears to be a guaranteed 3.8, maybe more, as rates rise, right?
That's correct.
The only difference is you'd have that 913 in your own account then, instead of in the company's fund. Now, not counting this money, Jack, what is your net worth right now?
I would say about 400.
400. So we're talking about more than tripling your net worth. Is that right?
Yes, that would not be including the 401k. That would just be the property and et cetera. But.
Right. So without the 401k, roughly 400,000 net worth, right?
That's right.
With the 401k, with the payout, the lump sum payout, your net worth would be about $1.3 million, right?
Yes.
Now, that's a factor to me. That's a factor that greatly increases the value of your financial assets. It's dramatic. It's more than a tripling of the value of your financial assets. So let me ask you, this payout, this $54,000, is that indexed to inflation?
No, it is not.
All right. Well, that certainly is a negative on that payout, because it's worth less every year. Even at 2% inflation, it's worth less every year in that situation. Also, you have the risk that if inflation accelerates, which would be a very negative outcome for the financial markets, then you're going to be looking at a real problem then, because the purchasing value of the money would decline even faster at that point. What about the viability of the payout, the guarantee of the payout? Are you satisfied with that?
Yes. Yep.
Do you need income?
Pardon me?
Do you need the income that they would offer you?
I think I would be happy taking the lump and the income that the 3.8% would provide, and have the principal never change. Invested at a higher market rate potential, maybe.
Yeah, I have to say that considering that your net worth would more than triple, considering that the payout is not indexed to inflation, considering the fact that you're looking at a pretty high guaranteed rate, probably going to rise as rates increase on that 401k option, if you took that option, or you obviously could go into a balanced account in your own self-directed IRA. I think that the lump sum makes a lot of sense here. I have to go with if it were me, I would be going with the lump sum.
Thank you. I was trending to that, and I just thought I'd give you a call and ask your opinion. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jack. Appreciate the call very much. Good luck to you. We wish you the very best on that one. 1-800-934-2221. We're getting Roy on the line in Wayne, New Jersey. Roy, hi.
Hi, Bob. I'm in portfolio three, and I've been there for years. You changed, you went out of one of your bonds, and you still got the double line in there. And I was a little bit anxious about going into the bonds at this point. And I don't know, you know, how you feel about that.
Well, we also gave an alternate, Ducky. Roy, it's very important to mention. We also have an alternate, and the alternate is
back and look
the alternate is for subscribers that don't want to take any interest rate risk at all, don't want to take any credit risk at all, they can take advantage of a CD ladder. In fact, we had a caller today in which we described the specifics of a CD ladder, which would be a 3, 6, 9, and 12-month CD, which would take advantage of rising rates also. So if you don't want anything, now we have an average duration right now in our Market Timer income portfolio, the Page 7 income portfolio, we have an average duration of less than 1 year. So I'm certainly okay with that, but because we're taking some credit risk in there as well to get our yield to a more reasonable level. But if you don't want anything to do with interest rate risk or credit risk, even with a maturity or a duration of less than 1 year, you can have a CD ladder.
Well, what I did was you also recommended going to the prime money market for a short time, and I did.
Yeah, that's part of a a diversified portfolio. In other words, in the diversified portfolio, we have bond funds with short durations. We have money market fund that has basically zero duration. We have all of that mixed in there in order to formulate that particular portfolio. Roy, I thank you for the call. Great to hear from you. 1-800-934-2221. Carl is listening to the mighty WLS Chicago. Carl, welcome.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. You sound good as usual.
Thank you.
I just had a question when you were talking about inflation. Assuming that the government is going to continue spending, and you pointed out, like, whatever happened to sequestration, but assuming that they're going to continue spending and inflation would start to appear, how would, if you could be a little more specific, how would inflation exhibit itself? I mean, where would we see it? And would it be imposed by the government in some way? And if so, how?
No, the government has no control over inflation. Inflation happens when prices go up. That's why recently, you may have heard the Treasury Secretary recently make a bizarre statement. And if you heard the statement, you must have said to yourself, what in the world is that guy talking about? And that was when he said we were going to have rising wages without inflation. Can't happen. Can't happen. You know why? Because inflation equals inflation. And about two-thirds of the cost of doing business is wages and salaries and benefits. About two-thirds. So if you're going to have rising wages, you're going to have inflation. And it was the inflation number on the supervisory and management employee line that was released on February 2nd that caused the market to get so volatile, because it showed a 3.9% year-over-year increase. And that really shook up investors at that point, because that was not expected. So the notion, even if the Treasury Secretary makes the statement, it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make it true. The notion that rising wages will not produce inflation is complete nonsense.
Yeah, I agree. But, Bob, some companies are raising wages and some are not.
Let me just point out on that, if you look at the details, a lot of what's happened was one-time bonus payments. Like one company, for certain employees, not all, but for certain employees, they gave them a $1,000 check. If you look at what's happened, a lot of it has been in the bonus category. That's not in the wage structure. That's not built in. You're not guaranteed to get that as part of your weekly check on an ongoing basis. There's a huge difference between paying somebody a bonus and raising their wages, because if you put it in the wage structure, then it's in there, and it's going to stay in there going forward every year. So there's a huge difference on that one.
Right. And, Bob, help me out with this. Is low unemployment also a factor because of the competition for quality employees?
No, actually, it is a factor because of the competition for employees. What happens is when the labor pool gets tight, and it's getting really tight, down in the 4.1, 4.2 unemployment rate, it's getting really tight. And so when the labor market gets tight, people feel much better about leaving their job for a better paying job. And that puts companies in competition for each other, but especially in this economy in the U.S., where we have millions of jobs that are unfilled because there are no qualified applicants.
So that could be considered a major ingredient, would you say?
No, it's huge. It's a huge ingredient.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen is we are either going to see a moderate or a rate increase for wages. Right now it's been in the area of 2.5%. If you take the whole ball of wax, about 2.5, 2.6, right in there. So if that continues at that level, I don't think you'll see alarm bells go off in Wall Street. If you see an acceleration in wage pressure, then I think people will pay attention to that, just like they did on February 2nd when that 3.9 number came out on management and supervisory employees. That was a number that basically totally upset the market at that time.
Right. And Bob, do some of these cash-rich, I mean really cash-rich corporations actually try to steal employees using higher wager offers to steal employees, talent from other companies?
Well, there's no question about that, okay? There's absolutely no question about that. I've seen it happen, all right? Back in the day when I worked in the canyons of Wall Street, I had a job as an investment counselor. And another company offered me a job at a significantly higher wage. That particular offer was made, and these companies knew each other, the people knew each other, and so the person who was in charge of the company that I was working for, I found this out later because the new boss told me, contacted, they knew each other, they had cross connections, contacted the new employer and said, and this is the way it was repeated to me. I'll never forget this. He told me later on, he said that the old boss had called and said that he would hope that somebody that was a friend would not take an employee away, which happened to be me. And it was funny because the new boss, who was a great guy, great personality, and he told me that he said to the old boss, well, this friend would. And he did. So it happens all the time.
And of course that's a two-way street. You could
have, you got it.
If that starts one company doing it one way, then a company might say, okay, well, we see some people in your company that we would like also, so it could turn into an interesting climate.
And that's part of the puzzle. The other part of the puzzle, and this is an important part of it, is when things are rough, people are really skeptical about even looking for work. They're just glad to have a job, and they do the best they can because they don't want to lose their job. But when things get fluffier, when the labor market gets tight, is what I'm saying, people are much more willing to explore new jobs and take a chance on a new job. And so that's part of it too. But also there's more demand when the labor market gets tight, especially in this country where we have millions of jobs that are unfilled, lacking qualified applicants. Millions.
That makes sense. Excuse me. That makes sense, Bob. I appreciate your input. It's a little clearer picture now, but it looks like that's what we're going to be seeing going forward.
Now we'll have to watch it, and I appreciate the call, Carl.
Take care.
This is Money Talk.
Money Talk.
Does getting something flavorful and balanced on the table feel like a chore? Let HelloFresh take care of meal planning so you can save time and have fun cooking and eating. Visit HelloFresh.com and choose what meals you want from an ever-changing and delicious menu. Then, let HelloFresh shop and deliver pre-measured ingredients with simple 30-minute recipes that require minimal cleanup and cost less than $10 a meal. Go to HelloFresh.com/try now to get $30 off your first box. That's HelloFresh.com/try now.
Welcome to A Dash of Salt, where we debunk myths and shake up what you think you know about salt. Myth number one comes from Michael T.
The older you get, the less salt you should have. Everyone knows that.
Okay, let's shake it up. Here's the truth. In older people, a low-salt diet could actually be bad. It could result in a lack of thirst, which leads to dehydration. Also, getting the right amount of salt can help reduce confusion or loss of cognition.
I hate being wrong, but that's actually pretty awesome.
It's true. Everything's better with a little salt. Join us next time on A Dash of Salt and find out more at alittlesalt.org.
Results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services. If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. With one call to WAL, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Call 800-727-0433. That's 800-727-0433.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Improve visibility and save $8 instantly when you replace your worn wiper blades with a pair of Bosch Icon wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get premium blades that ensure clear vision, plus earn double points on this purchase during O Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Confused by all the talk about a good night's sleep? There's a lot of new mattress companies, but they're all missing something. They're missing expertise. Introducing Tomorrow, the new mattress and sleep system from Serta Simmons Bedding. Tomorrow is great sleep, delivered right to your door. Visit tomorrowsleep.com and use promo code RADIO for $125 off your Tomorrow mattress through this Monday only. That's tomorrowsleep.com. Transform your tomorrow.
Norm's Bigger Better Breakfasts are back for just $6.99. Bacon, eggs, sausage, ham, golden hash browns, and scratch-made buttermilk hotcakes. All day, every day for $6.99. Norm's Restaurants.
DirecTV Now presents Don't Be Frustrated with Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, oh, hey, man.
Oh, hi, Mike.
Oh, what are you doing?
I'm just banging my head against the wall over and over again.
Ooh. Why?
Because I've got cable, and it's so frustrating. Ooh. I have to wait hours for the cable guy. Now I have this big, ugly cable box.
You know you should just get DirecTV Now.
Okay.
It's live TV you can stream on any screen. Ooh. No cable guy, no cable box.
Really? That's amazing. Now I won't have to bang my head against the wall anymore.
Nope. Ooh. Now you can watch on your phone, tablet, or TV while you bang your head against something softer, like this pillow.
Mm.
Oh. The squeaky toy.
Oh.
This loaf of bread. This bicycle horn.
Fun.
This whoopee cushion. This potato. Who doesn't love mashed potatoes?
Try DirecTV Now for $10 a month for 3 months. No satellite needed.
Use code YESNOW3 at DirecTVNOW.com. Limited time. Compatible device required and sold separately. Price after instant discount on $35 a month package. Renews monthly at full price unless canceled. Prices may change. New subscribers only. Cancel anytime. Restrictions apply. Details at DirecTVNOW.com.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring. Support us at 4H.org.
Salt.org.
This is Money Talk.
We are back in America's Money Program. We thank you for joining us from the beaches of Waikiki to the shores of Block Island Sound. All right, let's get out to the Hawkeye State in Dubuque, Iowa. Francis, welcome.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. Bob, I have a question with regard to I-bonds. If the Federal Reserve starts raising interest rates, how will that affect the interest rate that's being paid on my I-bonds?
Well, what would happen is if the rate structure goes up, over time, you could expect on new I-bond sales, not the ones you own, but on new I-bond sales, you could expect to see an increase in the base rate attached to new offerings. That would not have any effect on your base rate. Your base rate is what it is. However, if you see this happening, this could be accompanied by inflation because the pace of rate increases is going to be guided to some degree by the rate of inflation. In other words, if inflation stays down where it is now, around 2%, then I think the Fed will take a gradual pace on raising rates, which is what they're on now, which we expect to be 3 or 4 times this year. But if we see a situation where inflation starts to escalate, then the Federal Reserve has the option of increasing the rate of increase in short-term rates in order to combat inflation by slowing down economic growth. So it should be interesting, and obviously your consumer price index portion of your income on your I-bonds is directly related to what is happening with inflation. So if you are seeing the rate of inflation going up, you're going to get more in the CPI payout on your I-bonds. Good question, Francis. I appreciate the call very much. You can stream Money Talk on your computer. Download to your smartphone. That's Money Talk On Demand. The investment talk is year-round. And with Money Talk On Demand, you listen wherever you go, whenever you like, as so many people do on their own schedule. Sign up at BobBrinker.com, right there at the Money Talk On Demand logo. And while you're at the website, the Market Timer March edition will be available for subscriber access online by midday this coming Thursday, March the 1st. Information there at BobBrinker.com. Wow, we have covered the waterfront on topics on the program today. So many great questions from our Money Talk listeners today. We are blessed. We are truly blessed with the greatest radio listenership ever. No doubt in my mind. Bob Brinker here. More to come. Stay with us if you can. It's Money Talk.